And joining us on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast now is the head coach of the Marshall Owls, John Stockman. And Coach Stockman, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for all you guys do with your Dream Team and covering high school football and all you do for kids.
And got a pair of Marshall Owls that, and a pair of seniors that made it from your squad this year on the Dream Team in Devin Cott and Logan Harris. We'll talk about them one at a time here. Let's start with the senior Devin Cott.
Yeah, Devin, he played tailback for us and finished up with 1,250 yards rushing and 20 all-purpose touchdowns. Been starting for us since he was a sophomore in defensive backfield. And, you know, just he had a whale of a year, and he's done a lot for Marshall football throughout the course of his career.
Being a three-year starter, it's going to be kind of tough to let him go and find somebody to fill his shoes, won't it?
Oh, yeah. A real hard runner. You know, he turned a three-yard gain into eight pretty easy and ran the ball well, avoided tacklers. He'd run over people at times. Used him at the slot receiver. Just a heck of an all-around ball player. He's played linebacker. He's played strong safety. He's played free safety for us here at Marshall. And we're going to miss him a lot and wish him good luck next year wherever he finds a new football home.
Very well said. And starting out as a sophomore and watching him in his senior season, how much has he grown on, you know, as far as his leadership abilities and leadership style?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's done a good job as far as that's concerned. He's grown a lot physically, you know, turning into a two-way starter as a junior and senior. Really helped us on the special teams, too, and we're just going to miss him a lot around Marshall High School.
And the other individual on the Dream Team this year from your squad is senior as well, and Logan Harris. Let's talk about that athlete.
Yeah, Logan. Logan's a good-sized kid, about 6'1", 190, 200 pounds. Played wide receiver for us, you know, and he's been a starter for a long time around here. He's played tight end. He's played wide receiver. We'll hand him the ball off at times. He's played inside linebacker, outside linebacker, corner, safety. Another one of those kids we've moved all over the place, and he's just done a real good job adapting. I think he finished up this year with 900 and some yards receiving, and we're not a huge passing team. So, you know, that shows he's got some hands. He runs routes real well out of the tight end position, the slot position, or the wide receiver position. Real good leader for our football team, and we're going to miss him a heck of a lot too. I wish him the best. He's gonna go play college football somewhere. We're not sure where that's gonna be yet.
It's kind of a luxury for a coach to have a player like him that's able to you know, move from linebacker back to safety on the defensive side, and then also be able to play some tight end, play the receiver slot too. That gives you a lot of flexibility as well.
Absolutely. You know, you can move kids around, smart football players, move them around, and they can help you at different positions on the field. It makes our job easier as coaches. There's no question about that. And, you know, Logan's just a good all-around football player and great kid. And we're going to miss him here at Marshall High School.
Again, our guest here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the Marshall Owls head coach John Stockman, and we're talking about the two athletes from his squad that made the Dream Team this year, a pair of seniors, and Devin Cott and Logan Harris. Coach, appreciate you taking the time out once again. And is there anything we're leaving out, anything else you wanted to add about these two here this evening?
Just two fine young men, and we wish them the best in their future endeavors here from Marshall High School football.
Very well said. That's Marshall Owls head coach John Stockman on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.